Longtime Keystone Hospitality sommelier Johnny Kerwin has taken the reins at the restaurant group's cafe and wine bar, BRCH and Wynn, ushering in a new menu as well as an exciting event schedule that's quickly transforming the space into a community hub. Although Kerwin said he'll continue to collaborate with Keystone, BRCH and Wynn will now operate independently from the restaurant group. "I just wanted to change," said Kerwin. "I took this on wholeheartedly and, over the last 2 months, have grown it into something really special." Part of Kerwin's strategy, as the new owner, is to expand the business, including launching new weekly events, including Thursday trivia nights, Throwback Fridays featuring 90s hip-hop music and discounted wine flights, live music on Saturdays, and a Sunday brunch. Kerwin said the trivia nights have already been particularly well received. "The reward is, obviously, gloating rights, but also when they, the winning team, come in next, they get champagne service and I queue up. We are the champions on the speakers," he said. Brunch's weekend brunches, which include all-you-can-drink mimosas and Caesars, are already a hit as well. Leaning into the lunchier side of brunch, the menu covers the restaurant's familiar toasties and flatbreads, along with yogurt bowls. "It's healthier options," said Kerwin. "It's really good portions and fun presentations." For coffee, Kerwin partners with KW Coffee Collective in Kitchener, a unique shared roastery concept. "They help you import and find beans from all over the world," explained Kerwin, adding that the arrangement also gives him access to the collective's on-site roasters. "It's really functional for small cafes like mine that want to be in full control of their coffee program." While the trivia nights and weekend brunches attract a more high-energy crowd, Kerwin says the live music nights feature jazz trios and more mellow performances to fit Brunch's wine bar concept. Brunch's evening menu includes snacks like kettle corn and cheese and charcuterie boards to pair with the restaurant's wine selection. With Hunter Agnew now acting as the day-to-day sommelier, BRCH is continuing its focus on interesting and unexpected wines. "We do try to keep the wines a little more indie rock," says Kerwin. "The wines are a little more creative, a little bit more unrecognizable, and just unique in their profile." He adds that the wine menu changes frequently, so there's always something new for even regular customers to try. As the weather warms up, Kerwin hopes to take advantage of two potential outdoor dining spaces, a covered side patio attached to the Bradshaw Lofts, which shares the restaurant's address, and a stretch of sidewalk along Falstaff Street. "The big next step for me that I'm very excited about, and I'm really trying to get the city involved, is I'd love to extend some space," he said. Kerwin noted the restaurant's stylish design and flexible interior has made it a popular spot for hosting events. A number of Stratford meetup groups are beginning to use it as a gathering place for their get-togethers. "The evenings have just taken off, which is really nice," he said. "It's all locals, all community, all Stratford."